The health upside of office personality tests.
Finding out your Myers-Briggs or something similar may seem silly, but there are surprising benefits to taking these assessments. Which element are you? No, I'm not talking about an online quiz, though there are plenty of that ilk. I'm talking about an official test my colleagues and I took at an internal company team building event earlier this year. We answered some questions and we were told whether we were earth, decisive, practical, wind, organized, analytical, water, empathetic, compassionate, or fire, creative, enthusiastic. We got into groups and had to give a presentation about our strengths and weaknesses. My group, the Fires, was the creative for its own good and not organized enough, which I think was the point. Our presentation was mostly playing a game of drone clips from a fire-breathing dragon as we clumsily fumbled through YouTube videos to find the right footage because we hadn't prepared well enough. So although in an office we bring a very energy that sparks inspiration, according to this assessment, maybe what we need to work with more practical types who can actually implement those ideas properly. Right? It's easy to draw conclusions like this from the kinds of tests that are used in a workplace. The Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, the Big Five, DISC, odds are you're taking one of this or something similar, either online or fun, or at work or request. Of course, whether something becomes popular, it gets scrutinized, quite rightly. Personality tests are one of the internet's favorite snackable diversion, and they've been formally used in workplaces for decades. And critics are not wrong, they're plenty to be skeptical of. One of the most famous measurements, for example, type A versus B, you're A if you're driven and organized, B if you're laid back and adaptable, purportedly has its roots in the 1950s American tobacco industry, where cigarette companies invented type A as a high, strong target demographic who needed to buy his product right away to take the edge off. These days, there's no shortage of news pieces pointing out the flaws, that some of the most popular tests were made by people with no formal psychology training and hinge on unproven theories, that people get different results when they take the same test at different time, that they shove complex human into boxes, that the self-reporting and they require is biased by nature. It's all a huge snake oil money-making scheme. How the traits the test measure don't accurately predict what kind of employees the test taker would be. Yet, we still take them and discuss them and maybe even become a bit more aware of our workplace behavior based on what we've learned. So despite the flaws, there are some advantages to performing this test, and it is how we implement what we've learned that is key. Entertainment or utility. Proponents of a personality test says, and there's more to them than entertainment if you know how to use them properly. Alyssa Cohn, an executive coach based on New York City, who's administered hundreds of personality tests, says people should make sure there's no negative outcome. She's not just talking about using them in hiring decisions to preserve a company culture, selecting particular personalities, which is unethical and possibly illegal, but also about the dangers of using them to explain away behaviors without trying to really understand or improve them. Cohn points out one of the skills used in Myers-Briggs, P, which stands for perceiving. If you're a P, according to the test, you're supposed to prefer flexibility and spur of the moment plans, not schedules. I'm a P, so I'm always late, so you'll have to forgive me. No, if you're a P, you should leave 20 minutes early. Cohn gives us an example. She says these tests are useful because they shine a light on blind spots and prompt self-awareness as well as trigger needed dialogue between colleagues. On the other side of that, if someone recognizes a person that tends to run a little bit late, they should realize or other person isn't being disrespectful, she says. It's just the way they are. We need to talk together about it. She says that despite putting a label on you, many of these tests simply highlight preferences, not necessarily skills you do or don't have. She compares its handedness. If you are right-handed, it doesn't mean that you can't use your left hand. It just means you prefer the other one. Deborah Bohr, an HR and communication professional for an architecture firm of upscale New York, sees personality tests as tools for both the development side, which they are administered by existing employees, and the recruitment side for job candidates. Borg says personality tests act as time saver in the recruitment process because they give her a better idea of which questions to ask and how to frame them. If you have a series of questions that point to, I prefer working independently versus on a team, or I like working with details or data, then you might probe, when's the last time you had to work with a lot of details? Tell us what you worked on. Tell us how you dug into the information, says Borg. You might only have an hour with an interview, so being able to be frugal with that time is very useful. Their tests are useful because they shine a light on blind spots and prompt self-awareness as well as trigger needed dialogue between colleagues. Personality tests can also serve as a reminder that not everyone sees the world the same way. Kuhn points to one example. Say you take a personality test and you get typed as a someone who likes to lead with data. Assuming that your working style is the default can lead to problems. So this test can be designed to give you a reliability check. Other people can want to lead with stories or harassments, she says. There's no right or wrong. This test gives you dialogue and language to learn that people are different and how to marshal the strength of all those differences. Susan Starlick, a director of New York University Management Communication Program, says she's used to personality tests in her classes and executive education courses. She likes to think of them as a great conversation starters for conversations that you're not comfortable having. Where you get into trouble in workplaces when people are very quick to label themselves, label everybody else, and then start to apply it in situations where it's inappropriate. Dangerous, actually, she says. She mentions one instance when she was working with a marketing team who used personality labels ineffectively. One team member was characterized as an introvert who didn't speak up in big meetings and therefore other team members didn't engage with them. But Starlick says that's only one side of his personality, and in one context, it doesn't mean that he has no ideas. It means others need to be aware of how to best get them to use his full potential. Stop labeling him. You're a multidimensional personality, and that introversion may be one aspect of you in that context of being large meeting, Starlick says. You need to start paying attention to including me in a conversation because it's not going to be a conversation starting in a large meeting. She says she's found personality tests most useful when, for example, you realize someone in the team favors details and traditional schedules while other colleagues prefers ambiguity and lots of opinions. Options is about acknowledging differences, even those that might drive others nuts. And working out how to give each other feedbacks in a way that's respectful, plus learning to appropriate compatibility differences and how best to use them in a workplace setting. If nothing else, it's fun and give people something to talk about. At our team building event, I wasn't surprised to find out I was fire with its inherent strengths and weaknesses, but bonding with fellow fires and going down creative rabbit holes such as what our theme song should be, was fun, and it was also useful to see where our colleagues ended up on the element spectrum. It helped me realize who could potentially complement my fireness. My win score, for example, was impressively dire, 0%. Hours after taking the test, days even, we were still talking about it, and the subject dominated work drinks at the pub on the afternoon after exercise. We were engaged, enjoying ourselves, and felt closer as a team, which was the whole point of the event in the first place. People can find them pretty fun, Borg says. If they don't find, they're being judged.